The Late Homecomer, A Hmong Family Memoir by Ngoc Alia Ya. For my grandmother Zhua Li, who never learned how to write, to my baby brother Maxwell Hu Ya, who will read the things that she never wrote. Before babies are born, they live in the sky where they fly among the clouds. The sky is a happy place, and calling babies down to earth is not an easy thing to do. From the sky, babies can see the course of human lives. This is what the Hmong children of my generation are told by our mothers and fathers, by our grandmothers and grandfathers. They teach us that we have chosen our lives, that the people who we would become we had inside of us from the beginning, and the people whose worlds we share, whose memories we hold strong inside of us, we have always known. From the sky, I would come again. Prologue, Seeking Refuge. In Ban Vi Nai Refugee Camp, Loi Province, Thailand, December of 1980 to January of 1987. From the day that she was born, she was taught that she was Hmong by the adults around her. As a baby learning to talk, her mother and father often asked, "What are you?" And the right answer was always, "I am Hmong." It wasn't a name or a gender, it was a people. When she noticed that they lived in a place that felt like it had an invisible fence made of men with guns who spoke Thai and dressed in the colors of old, rotting leaves, she learned that Hmong meant contained. The first time she looked into the mirror and noticed her brown eyes, her dark hair, and the tinted yellow of her skin, she saw Hmong looking at her, Hmong that could fit in all of Asia, Hmong that was only skin deep. In Panani Khom transition camp to America.